for tape, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2015 Summer Family Teaching and Deliverance Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Friday afternoon, July the 3rd, 2015. Gene Williams is the speaker of this service teaching on What's in Your Heart.
Thank you very much. How's everybody doing today? Again, I want to just thank you, Merrill, once again for allowing me and my husband to come and be able to minister from this great platform. Thank you very much. Amen. Will you all stand with me? I want to do some decrees before we get started. And you can repeat after me. The Assyrian is broken in my land.
The Assyrian is broken in my land.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I crush in pieces the gates of brass.
I crush in pieces the gates of brass.
And cut the bars of iron.
And cut the bars of iron.
I destroy every yoke from off of my neck.
I destroy every yoke from off of my neck.
And I burst all the bonds in the name of Jesus.
And I burst all the bonds in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I crush them with the rod of iron.
I crush them with the rod of iron.
And dash them in pieces.
And dash them in pieces.
Like a potter vessel.
Like a potter vessel.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I destroy the arm of the wicked.
I destroy the arm of the wicked.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I destroy their teeth and their mouth.
I destroy their teeth and their mouth.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I command the arms.
The horns,
the foundations, and the bows of the wicked be destroyed now in the name of Jesus Christ. I command the kingdoms of darkness and the kingdoms of Babylon be destroyed now in the name of Jesus Christ. I crush in pieces the horses and the rider. In the name of Jesus. I crush in pieces the chariot and the rider. In the name of Jesus.
Your word out of my mouth
is a hammer that breaks the rocks.
In pieces.
In pieces. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
You may have a seat. Praise the Lord, everybody. Before I get started, I want to just say a prayer. Amen?
Amen.
Heavenly Father, I humbly come before you today. And Lord, I invite your spirit into this place. Lord, you said in your word in John 30 that I must decrease so you can increase. And Lord, I decrease today, Lord. And Lord, I ask that you come in here and have your way today, Lord. This is all about you and not about us, Lord. Now, Heavenly Father, I give you the glory. I give you the praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. I'm excited. What about you? Well, the title of my message today is What's in Your Heart? What's in your heart? Throughout the Bible, the heart is referred as to something much more than simply an organ pumping blood. We can believe in our minds and still be lost. Do you know that?
Yes.
But once a man believes in his heart, true salvation comes. God saves us and buries a good treasure deep within our hearts. But the Bible also teaches that there are some who have evil treasures in their hearts.
Mm-hmm.
What is your heart today? Is it a good treasure or is it evil? What does the Bible say about the heart? The Bible says in Psalms 51, verse 5, and I'm coming out the Amplified Bible. Mm-hmm. Behold, I was brought forth in a state of iniquity. Mm-hmm. My mother was sinful, who conceived me. Mm-hmm. And I too am sinful. We are born in sin and shaped in iniquity.
Yes.
Which means we are born with an old heart.
Yes.
Nature that is already covered with the potential to do wrong. When we come into this world, our hearts are already shaped and formed to sin. The word iniquity, what does that mean? Simply, anything you do that God is not a part of, it is contrary to his character. It is iniquity. I looked up iniquity in the Webster Dictionary, and it says, absence of, or deviation from, just dealing, lack of rectitude, or uprightness, gross injustice, unrighteousness, wickedness, as the iniquity of bribery, the iniquity of unjust judge. You mean to tell me this old heart that I'm dealing with has all of that?
Yes.
It has the tendency to not be trusted. So I say to you today, before I go into the meat of what I want to talk about, take a moment. Search your heart today. Ask God for a new heart, because this is what this subject is about today. Because you want to take off the old heart, and we want the new heart today. Amen?
Amen.
Before I began to prepare this message, God began to deal with my heart. Because I am a strong believer today that I have to get me right first before I can step up to this platform to be able to minister to you. I don't want to be a castaway. I want to walk in truly holiness, because that's what I yearn and desire.
Amen.
With all my heart.
Amen.
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 This message is dear to me today because I know God has changed my heart.
Amen.
And I know he has given me a new heart.
Because
a new heart wants to walk right.
Amen.
A new heart wants the things of God.
Amen.
The new heart will not stand for confusion or any junk. A new heart wants to live a holy and acceptable life to Jesus Christ. Because that's what I yearn for today.
Amen.
Amen. So I want to share with you today. When the heart and mind is joined together in the spirit,
mm-hmm.
then you have the heart described in Jeremiah 17. The heart is deceitful above all things, and it is exceedingly perverse and corrupt, severely mortally sick. Who can know it? Perceive, understand, be acquainted with his own heart and mind. Who can? None of us. We are trying to do everything that is possible to walk before God. But Deuteronomy, the 10th chapter, verse 12, and again, I'm coming out the Amplified Bible, says, and now, Israel, what does the Lord your God require of you? But reverently, to fear the Lord your God. That is to walk in his ways and to love him. And to serve the Lord your God with all your mind and your heart, with your entire being. That means everything that is within you. Amen? There is no way to walk in the ways of God unless you fear the Lord.
Amen.
And to love him.
Yes.
To serve the Lord your God with all your mind and heart, with your entire being. That means everything within you.
Yes.
You cannot walk in God's ways unless you fear him. Unless you fear him as God. with a fear unto obedience, not a fear that tries to escape him. We're not talking about this fear that we want to try to get past. We're talking about a fear that would say, yes, Lord, to your will. Yes, I do what you want me to do. I submit to you, Lord God. Everything, all of me. Here, do whatever you want to do, Lord. I'm yours. This is the fear I'm talking about.
Yes.
A fear to submit to him totally and completely. You cannot walk in his ways unless you love him from the very center of your being, which is your heart. How can this old heart that you were born in sin and shaped in iniquity love God? Genuine love, real love, cannot come out of this old heart. You cannot love God from an earthly level, because God is eternal. And it can never work to love him from an earthly perspective. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians, the 4th chapter, verse 18, since we consider and look not to the things that are seen, but to the things that are unseen, for the things that are visible are temporal, brief, and fleeting, but the things that are invisible are deathless and everlasting. We must not look to the things that are seen, for the things that are visible are temporal. We must look towards the things that are eternal, because only these things will endure throughout eternity. Loving God brings about a commitment to him. When you love someone, you are committed to them in every way possible. When you love your spouse, you love him from the deep, from the bottom of your heart. We must give God that same reverence. He wants us to love him with our own heart and soul. He yearns for that. He desires for that. He wants that. This is what he wants from us. The world and the church today are operating out of a heart today and blaming others for their problems and their issues.
That's right.
Before you can see your own situation, you must be confronted with your own reality. The heart determines whether or not you enter the kingdom of God. How is that? Because the Bible says that he judges the heart of man. That's why. He judges this heart, the inside, which means this is a heart issue. That heart got to get right. So the mind and the heart is one. The mind and the heart goes together. They connect together. They both got to line up accordingly.
Amen.
In order to be effective.
Yes.
We spend day after day getting our appearance together, making sure we're looking good. We take time out for that. We make sure we got the hair right, the nails, the pedicures, the whatever, the clothing right. But do we take time to get the inside right? And I'm a strong believer, if we take the time out as we do on the outside, on the inside, we can be better people.
Amen.
Because one thing about the ladies, we going to make sure that we got our hair right, the makeup, and everything. So if I can take time out to do that, then I can take time out on the inside, because that's what's important, not this outer appearance.
Mm-hmm.
That's not important. And I see men, we have gotten things all disinvolated, all out of proportion. We feel that we got to look so good, but it's not about that. Let's get back to the basics, to the things that we need to be responsible for and what God cares about.
That's right.
If our heart, it's our heart that God is coming back for, nothing else. The heart, not the mind, determines whether or not you enter the kingdom of God.
Say that.
It is time for us to be concerned about what's on the inside and line ourselves with God's word, then we will change.
Yeah.
We need to ask God for a new heart today.
Yeah.
And I come to you humbly today. to ask for that. Don't leave here without asking Him for a new heart. Because we live in some times and we need this new heart. We need to be changed from the inside out. We no longer want to cover up stuff. We want all that mess to come out. Because we want God to deal with us. Amen? This is what we want God to do. Deal with us. Deal with our hearts. Because this heart changes. Everything changes.
That's right.
Everything. Nothing else matters. Because that heart is going to do what is right. That heart is going to line up according to the word of God. And this is what God wants for us. It's time not for playing games. I no longer want to play the games. I don't know when time is short, when time is near. Look at the signs. We don't know. But I know I want Him to change my heart. Give me that new heart. I cry out today for it. We need to ask God for a new heart. And then we will see the manifestations of the characteristics of Jesus Christ operating in our lives.
Yes.
People will see a change. They will know. They will know that you have received the new heart. And I'm going to continue to move on because you're going to see why they will know that you have continued to receive the new heart. We desperately need a new heart because the old heart is filled with all the enemy's works. The heart is filled with ungodly character. And it will not allow anything that is righteous and holy to remain there. If it's old, nothing good will stay there. If it's new, good things begin to flow out of the good heart. You will see your character change. You begin to look like Jesus. You begin to line up according to His ways. If we do not ask for and receive a new heart today, deception will begin to spread like a virus, which are a telltale sign of a diseased heart. And I know none of you want a diseased heart. The Bible says in Matthew, the 13th chapter, verse 18 through 19, and again, I'm coming out of the Amplified Bible. Listen then to the meaning of the parable of the sower. While anyone is hearing the word of the kingdom and does not grasp and comprehend it, the evil one comes and snatches away what was sown in his heart. This is what was sown along the roadside. How can the evil one be able to snatch a word that has been sown into someone's heart? Because the enemy knows already that the word is sitting in a heart that has been consumed by the spirit of perverseness. This is why you need to ask for a new heart, because Satan is already familiar with the ground within that heart, because he lives and rules there. And I ask the question to God. Now, I see, when someone gets saved, or they say they got saved, because the Bible says, many worship me with their lips, but their hearts are far from it. But see, it no longer can be a lip offering to them, it's about a heart issue. Because if it's a heart issue, you're going to think twice about things, because God gives us choices, and He gives us choices to make. And so I said, Lord, so this is why my brother continues to do drugs after drugs after drugs. He needs a new heart. Because when a new heart has taken place, then things begin to change. So this is why when I look around and I see different things and see people acting out in different ways, you know, I begin to see things differently now. I begin to think differently. When the heart is deceitful, you have the tendency to change the truth to justify your sins. And I know none of you are not guilty of that. I have been in the past. I can confess that now because I have a new heart. And I can share with you. And I can tell you what God is doing in my life. Not only will I speak about it, but I'm going to walk it out.
Amen.
You're going to see my lifestyle. Because I can't be one way before you
right.
and one way when I'm not with you. Because one thing I have learned, my Bible tells me that as eyes go to and fro along the earth, that means nothing gets by God.
Amen.
Nothing. We cannot fool him. So I have learned, as I have gotten older, it's not what man says, it's what Jesus Christ says. It's all about the man, which is Jesus Christ. I don't worry about what man says, I worry about what Jesus says. I got to prove it to him.
Amen.
When the heart is pure, you receive and desire the things of God, which is pureness, holiness, and righteousness. See, when you have the new heart, you yearn for righteousness.
Yes.
You don't want no foolishness. You don't want to deal with those things that is not of God. If it ain't right, you're not going to deal with it. You're not going to compromise the word of God.
That's right.
Why? Why is that? Because you begin to think like Jesus Christ. Because when the new heart, when you have been given a new heart, things change. You're no longer the same. You love people with a conditional love. I mean, the love began to come flowing and pouring out of your heart. You begin to say, yes, yes, yes. And it feels so good when a change comes over you. And I want to just kind of take my time and slow down a little bit. My husband said I go fast a lot, but I have to kind of slow it down a little bit. Because I really want you all to really get to the meat of this teaching. And I really want you to marinate on, do I have the old heart? Or do I have the new heart? How do you know if you have either or? We're going to talk about it in a minute. Satan has all rights to do things according to the flesh, because this ground belongs to him.
Amen.
Let's go to Ephesians, the 2nd chapter, verse 2. And again, I'm coming out the Amplified Bible. In which, at one time, you walk habitually, you were following the course and fashion of this world. We're under the sway of the tendency of this present age. Following the prince of the power of the air. You were obedient to and under the control of the demon spirit that still constantly works in the sons of disobedience, the careless, the rebellious, and the unbelieving who go against the purpose of God. The worldly realm is his. Who is him? Satan. He is the prince of the power of the air. But Satan has not been given the authority over the spiritual realm. This is why we need a new heart. God warns that if you do not walk in the spirit, and the way to walk in the spirit is to receive the new heart. How can we walk in the spirit with an old heart? There's no way. You deceive. And Matthew's, the 13th chapter, verse 12 says, for whoever has spiritual knowledge, to him will more be given, and he will be furnished richly, so that he will have abundance. But from him who has not, even what he has will be taken away. This means, if you have a spiritual heart, which is a new heart, you are walking in the ways of God. If you are still operating out of the old heart, then Satan has the rights to you. Your heart has become foreign ground. Satan can take anything righteous that hits those grounds. Think about it. Think about it. This is some serious stuff. You cannot hide who you really are. No way. eventually that old heart within you will go into full operation.
Yes. Yes.
You cannot suppress.
That's very true.
What's on the inside of you.
Yes.
Because what's on the inside of you has to come out.
It does.
One thing I can say today, if you don't deal with what's on the inside, it will embarrass you.
Yes.
Sooner or later.
Amen.
You cannot keep that evil heart from operating.
Amen.
Its nature is to pump. That's what the heart does. It pumps 50 to 100 times a day. So what is pumping into your heart? So what is pumping in there? Ask yourself that question. Its nature is to function, operate, and when it begins to operate to its fullest potential, then the words of your mouth are going to speak from the abundance of what is in your heart. It's coming out. If you want to know what you are full of and what your heart is full of, listen to your conversations. So I say to you today, how was your conversation? Is it a holy conversation? Have you backstabbed your brothers and sisters? Have you said things that you shouldn't say? Do you stand before Him and praise Him? Lord, I praise You. I worship You. I honor You. I glorify You. What your heart is full of? Can you honestly say today that you have a new heart? God will not have it no other way. And I made a promise and a vow to the Lord. You give me a platform to minister Your word, and I will tell the truth. Because I'm here to tell the truth, not to compromise the word of God. I'm not a compromising teacher. And I will never be. I want to preach what the word of God says. And whatever His word says, that's what I will say.
Amen.
Because the word does not only go for you, it goes for me too. In Hebrews, the 4th chapter, verse 13 says, and not a creature exists that is concealed from His sight. For all things are open and exposed, naked and effectively to the eyes of Him with whom we have to.
Amen.
You will be exposed. In Luke, the 6th chapter, verse 45 says, the upright, honorable, intrinsically good man out of the good treasure stored in his heart produces what is upright, honorable, intrinsically good. And the evil man out of the evil storehouse brings forth that which is depraved, wicked, and intrinsically evil. For out of the abundance, overflow of the heart, his mouth speaks. Out of the abundance of your heart, the mouth speaks. What's in your heart is coming out of your mouth. It's coming out. You can suppress it. You can do whatever you want to do. But sooner or later, it's coming out. Have you seen someone that missed and said a curse? I'm sorry. It's in the heart. Because what's in the heart is coming out. So I say to you today, it's time to get it right. A good man out of the treasure of his heart brings forth good fruit. Out of this good heart is going to come good things, good thoughts, good desires. Pureness, holiness, sanctification. Because that's who Jesus Christ is. An evil man out of the treasure of his heart brings forth evil fruit. Because that's who he is. Evil. How can we tell what lies within someone's heart? Let's find out. Of the abundance of the heart, his mouth speaks. No doubt, his word will give him away. Sooner or later, it will show up. And it's sad to say, it might even show up right behind the pulpit. Because if you don't deal with what's on the inside, And that's God for this new point. Well, I'm telling you, we're living in a time God is not playing. And he is about to expose everything that is not like him. So either you with him or you're not. So whose side you on today? You on the Lord's side or you on the devil's side? Because if you're on his side, you'll be asking him for a new heart even right now as you sit. Lord, do I have this new heart? Do I need a new heart today? Ask him. He'll give it to you. And 1 Kings, the 3rd chapter, verse 9 and 10 says, Solomon asked for an understanding heart so that he could discern between good and bad to judge the people fairly. This pleased the Lord, and God granted his request. Ask, and it shall be given. It pleases him when you want to do right. It pleases God when you want to walk righteously. It pleases him. That's what he expects of us. That's what he wants from us. And that's no other way. Every day, I have made a commitment. And I love the book of Solomon. I say, Lord Jesus, Solomon asked you for wisdom. And you granted him wisdom. I'm your servant. And I come to you today. And I ask that you give me wisdom. And the reason why I ask God for wisdom, because when I speak to my brothers and sisters, I want to edify, exalt my brothers and sisters, and I want to comfort them. Because that's what flows from a heart that is pure and righteous. That's the new heart I'm talking about. And I say, Lord, give it to me because I want it and I desire it. And every day that's a part of my prayer. And I would not let up. I will continue to ask for wisdom. I will continue to ask for knowledge and understanding because we need it in these times.
Amen.
As Christians, we have a certain understanding that comes with salvation. We understand that we have salvation. God reveals our sin to us, and we understand that it hurts our relationship with him when we do wrong. It hurts him. He wants us to do right. This is why he gives us choices. Each one of us here today have a choice to do good or bad. We have a choice. Choose this day who you will serve. Do you want to live right? Or do you want to live like the devil? It's your choice today. Your choice. Whatever you decide to do. I don't know about you, but I desire to live holy. I desire to live right before the Lord. And I will not have it no other way.
Amen.
If any of you lack wisdom, the Bible says, let him ask God that gives to all men liberally and unupbraided not. And it should be given him. God wants to give us wisdom and understanding liberally, and that comes with a new heart. The old heart will not accept wisdom, knowledge, understanding. Only the new heart will submit to what God wants. The old heart submits to what the devil wants. Do whatever he wants to do, anything, everything. It doesn't matter, it doesn't care. And I wonder sometimes, even with the church folk, we go in and out of church, in and out of church. We don't pastor a church anymore, but I have seen it. In and out of church, in and out of church, in and out of church. People cannot be seated. They cannot be grounded. Why? Because they're confessing with their lips, their mouth. This is not a lip or mouth issue. This is a heart issue. When we give it in our heart, we can sustain it. We can be seated. We can be firm and grounded and rooted. Are you purity or wickedness? Let's talk about purity. What does the Bible say about purity? The good treasure of purity. The Bible says in Matthew, the 5th chapter, verse 8, blessed, happy, and viably, fortunate, and spiritually prosperous, possessing the happiness produced by the experience of God's favor, and especially conditioned by the revelation of his grace. regardless of their outward conditions, are the pure in heart, that they shall see God.
Mm-hmm.
The pure in heart is the one that's going to see Jesus.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
That's what the Bible says.
Mm-hmm.
Those who have a pure heart will see God and will live with him eternally.
Amen.
So how does someone receive a pure heart? How does she receive a pure heart? A pure heart is one that is untainted with the stain of sin. A pure heart is one that has accepted Jesus as Lord and Savior, who has accepted the new heart. When you ask Jesus, come into my heart, that's the new heart. He resides there. And when he resides and comes into your heart, things change. You no longer want to drink. You no longer want to smoke. You no longer want to whoremonger. You no longer want to do the things that you used to do. Those things, you don't have a desire for those things anymore. I hear people say all the time, I really want to get rid of those cigarettes, but I'm having a hard time. No, you really don't want to get rid of those cigarettes. Because if you confess with your mouth,
mm-hmm.
and you ask Jesus Christ to come into your heart,
mm-hmm.
God will deliver you instantly.
He will.
How do I know that? I smoked for 11 years. One day, I was in my mother's house, and I was smoking my little cigarette. All of a sudden, my breath left. I thought I was dying. No one was around. I began to fall on my knees and cry to Jesus. I said, Lord Jesus, please take it away. Take it away, Lord.
Amen.
Instantly, he took it away.
Amen.
How and why? Because he looked into my heart.
Right. Yes.
And he saw my daughter ready. So are you ready today?
Amen.
Because he's ready to come in. And he's ready to do a work within you that only he can do. Because man cannot do it for you. Only God can do it. Only God can do it. Let's talk about the evil treasure of wickedness. The Bible says in Proverbs the 10th chapter, verse 20, the tongues of those who are upright and in right standing with God are as choice silver. The minds of those who are wicked and out of harmony with God are of little value.
Wow.
Ooh.
That's
I have to read it one more time.
Do it.
Proverbs, the 10th chapter, verse 20. The tongues of those who are upright and in right standing with God are as choice silver. The minds of those who are wicked and out of harmony with God are little.
Wow.
I hope you caught that. Because I'm feeling it all up in here. The heart of the wicked is little worth. It did not say the heart of the wicked is no worth. It says no. This verse proves that even the heart that is filled with wickedness still has some work to God.
Come on now.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
As long as man has breath in his lungs, he still has an opportunity to call out to God.
Yes, he does. That's power.
Oh, my God.
That's power.
That is powerful.
Yeah.
James, the 3rd chapter, verse 13 through 16, reads, who is there among you is wise and intelligent? Then let him by his noble living show forth his good works.
Mm-hmm.
with the unobtrusive humility, which is the proper attribute of true wisdom. But if you have bitter jealousy, envy, and contention, rivalry, selfish, ambition in your heart, do not pride yourself of it, and thus be in defiance of and false to the truth. This superficial wisdom is not such as come down from above, but is earthly, unspiritual, and false to the truth. This superficial wisdom is not such as come down from above, but is earthly, unspiritual, animal, even devilish, demonic. For wherever there is jealousy, envy, and contention, rivalry, selfish, and ambition, there will also be confusion, unrest, disharmony, rebellion, and all sorts of even violence. This is what the old heart come out. What does the new heart come out? Pureness, holiness, righteousness, the things of God that he desires, that he yearns for, that he expects of us. This is something that afflicts both the lost and the saved. Verse 15 says that bitter, envy, jealousy, and strife, selfish ambition in the heart doesn't come from heaven. It doesn't come from heaven. Don't be deceived. But it's earthly, sensual, and devilish. Earthly, worldly. We live on this earth, and it is easy to follow the earth ways. Easy to do it. As Christians, though we do not have to live our lives in a worldly fashion, we have a choice. We don't have to. Can you honestly say that your heart overflows with praise and thanksgiving and thankfulness to God? Maybe you are full of bitter and envy and strife, and you're praising and you're worshiping God. I don't know about you, but that would fear me to death. Because I want my heart right before I come before the Lord. And when I give him reverence and praise and honor and glory, I want him to look at a true heart. Then you give him a true praise and worship. Because you cannot give him a true praise and worship out of an old, filthy heart. But out of a pure heart come praise, worship, honor, glory unto the Lord Jesus Christ, which is what he wants. And this is why we can see God begin to move into the audience. You people getting healed, people getting set free, people getting delivered because he sees the pureness. See, I want him to come in and sit down and dine with us today because I'm expecting him to do a work within us. I'm expecting him to do what he said he would do. Every time his word go forth, expect something to happen. Amen. I expect that to happen. Yeah. Whatever you are looking for today, I'm expecting God to do it for you. I'm believing for you, but we got to connect in the spirit. And once we begin to connect in the spirit, who knows what is going to happen? Are you awake out there?
Yeah.
If the Bible tells us that the mouth speaks from the abundance of the heart, then it makes sense to see what is inside of our heart. Do we have good treasure or evil treasure residing within us? As Christians, we should be full of belief, understanding, purity, praise, and thankfulness. If you have hardness, foolishness, wickedness, bitter, envy, strife, then you need to examine your heart today. The Bible says in Ezekiel 11 chapter, verse 19 through 20, and I will give them one heart, a new heart, And I will put a new spirit within them. And I will take the stony, unnaturally hardened heart out of their flesh. And I will give them a heart of flesh, sensitive and responsive to the touch of their God, that they may walk in my statutes and keep my ordinance and do them. And they shall be my people, and I will be their God. If you accept the new heart today, it belongs to you. You will be his people. He will acknowledge you. He will honor you. He will be there for you. If you walk in his ways, accept the things of God, he got your back. When your mind is submitted to the will of God, which flows from your heart, your new heart, then this heart begins to rule and dominate your flesh and influence your surroundings. God resides in your new heart, and the character of God is already in it. So if God lives on the inside of you and he gives you a new heart, then guess what? Your character has already been lined up for God. God resides in your new heart, and the character of God is already in it. You are automatically placed in a seat above Satan. You already placed in a seat above Satan. Your new heart transformed you to your rightful place. Then you have the right to the tree of life. Then you have the right to the things of God. Then you have the right to the abundance of God. Then you have the right to ask, because you have the new heart. Surrender your mind on a daily basis. A renewed mind that is fully submitted to God and his will help you walk in the ways of God. This is a daily walk, not sometime when I feel like it or when I think about it, but this is a daily walk. God is calling us today as leaders to get real. I don't know if you're a leader here today, and to set the pace for others. Because they are watching and they are looking. And when people are looking and watching and they see things that turn them away, it's hard for them to even get back into the church to get themselves right. And we do not want that blood on our hands. We as leaders, God expects for us to walk in the ways of him. If he has appointed you as a leader, he has appointed for you to walk in the ways of him, to lead his people, to guide his people in truth, honesty, purity, holiness. This is what he commands of his people. We must pursue the new heart, or we will not be able to understand and obey what he is telling us to do. Why some understand and some don't? Because some walking in the new heart and some walking in the old heart. The old heart cannot understand what the new heart is talking about. Because the old heart is prone to do wrong. But the new heart is built to do right. And I'm about to eat. I'm going to ask my husband in 2 minutes to come into the deliverance for me. It is time for us to get back to the basics. And that is spending time in prayer. So we can hear the heartbeat of God. It is time for us to get back to spending time with God. Not just putting a message together and then say, okay, I'm going to work and preach it. You got to spend time with God. Fresh revelation from heaven. The message that comes straight from the throne. Those nuggets from heaven are the best messages that you can get. If you are led by the Holy Spirit, then he's going to lead you. He's going to guide you. So it's time for us to be led by the Holy Spirit and ask God to come into our hearts and give us this new heart, because it's time for us to live right and do what's right.
Amen.
Spending time in prayer so we can hear the heartbeat of God. And this will change not only our lives, our communities, our churches, our families, our friends, if we get back to the basis of God. So I say to you today, don't let this moment pass you by.
We come here to this camp and we're looking for God to do a miracle. We're looking for God to change our hearts. We're looking for God to set us free. And God said, just open up your heart and let me in. I will give you a new heart. You no longer have to be in torment. You no longer have to suffer the way that you suffer. Because once I come into your heart, you're able to deal with the things. And I'm not saying that things are not going to happen and come, but I guarantee you, if you accept this new heart today, you'll be able to deal and handle the things that come your way. Because he lives from the inside.
Amen.
He's doing the work.
Amen.
Give him a hand.
Amen.
Now I ask my husband to come up and do deliverance. We are team players. We work together. So my partner.
How many of you are blessed by that?
Amen.
Wherever you are, then give Jesus a hand, praise.
Amen.
We're going to set an atmosphere for repentance. I want everybody, all heads bowed, please. If there's anybody living or dead, who have hurt or disappointed you, who have wounded you, you're still carrying them heavy in your heart. Whether it's a spouse or ex-spouse, whether you are a victim of abuse, marital abuse, physical, mental abuse, whether rape, whether molestation, whether you have church hurt, hurt by prophets, hurt by apostles, hurt by pastors, hurt by teachers, hurt by evangelists, what's heavy on your heart. And as my wife said earlier, we can praise him, but we're still carrying a heavy heart. And I want you to dig down deep in your heart. What's weighing on that heart before we begin to pray? Is there hatred of other cultures? Are you angry with yourself? What's heavy on your heart? Or do you still have family hurt and pain? There's a spirit called the pain phantom. Is there anyone here who can relate to what I'm saying? I want you to begin to search your heart. Ask the Holy Spirit right now. Say, Holy Spirit, shine a spotlight on my heart and show me what I need to forgive and to release that situation before we can go any further. Now, while you're praying and searching your heart silently, I'm going to pray. Father, we bind the principalities and powers in the heavenlies. We bind satanic kingdoms, satanic thrones, satanic dominions in the name of Jesus. We bind every free-flying spirit that will give assistance, that will give aid. We bind every strong man beneath our feet in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask you that you would send legions of holy angels with flaming swords of fire. Father, your word says in Hebrews 1 that we are the heirs of salvation. And we pray the angels of ministering spirits that will minister to the heirs of salvation. I want everybody to search their hearts right now, please, while we're waiting. Search your hearts. God desires to give all of us a new heart. Search your heart. Search your heart. Holy Spirit, help me search my heart. What is it that I'm holding on that I don't want nobody to know about? I'm not only having a hard time letting it go, but I don't want to let it go. Search your heart. Okay? So we are still praying. Setting an atmosphere of repentance. It's time to transition from the anointing to the glory. The anointing is centered around man, but the glory, God does it. Seen that in many of my travels, when the glory falls, it's all about God. The anointing is about man. Seen that in many of my travels, when God does it, there's no question of this. All right, I want to deal with the married couples first. We're going to command these spirits to come out. I'm going to name a few. We're going to command them to come out. If you're bound in the area of your heart. All right, hurt from spouse. hatred of the spouse, no trust in the spouse, family line curses of divorce, abuse in the marriage. Right now, if you're married and you're bound in those areas, I buy those friends, come out of there now. Come on, abuse in the marriage. Come on, out of there now. Father, send the holy angel with swords to the sword, the breath to help drive them out. Abuse in the marriage, mental abuse, physical abuse, death threats in the marriage, in the name of Jesus. We command these spirits to come out now in Jesus' name. Spirits of destruction in the marriage, lying in the marriage. Don't trust your mate. You don't trust your mate. Come on, loose that out of your heart. Let the Lord Jesus Christ handle that situation. Loose it out of your heart. Loose it out of your heart in Jesus' name. Control spirits, witchcraft in the marriage. Manipulate. He manipulates me. She manipulates me. He dominates me. She dominates me. He controls me. She controls me. I command the witchcraft spirits to come out now in the name of Jesus, out of that marriage in Jesus' name. In the marriage, you feel like I'm being raped and there's no love, there's no romance. You feel like there's rape and there's violence. Come out of there now. Let it out of your heart. You've been holding that situation too long. Let it go in the name of Jesus. Come on. Fear of commitment in the marriage. Come on. All the fear spirits line up in your heart. Let them go. Release them in Jesus' name. Fear of commitment in Jesus Christ's name. In Jesus' name. All right. All right. Let's move to another area. Another area we want to move to is any type of addiction. Whether addictions, whether nicotine is trying to call you, I come against any bondage to slavery and addiction to the gods of drugs. And I command them to come out, cigarettes, nicotine, amphetamines, barbiturates, craving for downers, fantasy drugs, painkillers. Come on, let those things out of your heart. I don't trust doctors. I just take a painkiller. I don't pray. I just take a painkiller. Come on, breathe them out. Let them go. Let them go. Come out of there now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Come on, out of there now. Those of you who are married as well as you're having problems in here on medication and drugs, give me one big cough. Let's get these things on the run. Come on, give me one big cough. Come on, out of there. Come on, move. Holy angels, bring them out of there. Out of there now. Out of there now in Jesus' name. Out of there now in Jesus' name. That's right. Out of there now in Jesus' name. All right. Any type of tranquilizers, methadone, phenobarbitals, even craving for pipe smoking, let it out of your heart. Okay? Let me move to another area. I thank God for the saints that are helping the other believers out there. Let's move in another area. All right. Spirit of heaviness, broken heart, sadness, a broken heart. You have a broken heart. Come on out of there. Come on out of there. Broken heart. Broken heart in the name of Jesus. Sometimes these spirits hide in the heart. Come on, broken heart. Hurt by mother, hurt by father, hurt by mother. There you go. Come out of there. Come on, move. Command you to go where Jesus Christ will send you. Hurt by mother, hurt by father. Hatred of father, hatred of mother. Come out of there. Come on, bring them out. Bring them out, people, and let them go. Cruel. Spirit of death in the family. Come on, premature death and dying in the family. Come out in Jesus' name. Come on, all the rejection spirits, come out, rejection. Nobody loves me, nobody cares about me, nobody understands me. Come out of there. Bring them out there now. Bring them out now in Jesus' name. Self-pity, wounded spirit, broken spirit, troubled spirit, torment. Come on, out of there now. Come on, out of there now. Father, let the angels come with flaming swords of fire and begin to drive them out of the people right now in Jesus Christ's name. Father, let the angels, oh God, minister to them right now in Jesus' name. I come against spirits of lying, adultery, compassion, creating doctrine without using the word of God, crying, cursing, deceit, depression, all the heavy depression spirits, depression, suicide, loss of hope, depression, suicide. Come out of there. Come out of there now. Come on, come out of there now in Jesus Christ's name. Father God, let the angels of the Lord go forth in Jesus' name. Spirit of infirmity, allergies, arthritis. I come against asthma, the spirit of death, asthma. I break the curse of death through asthma. Come out of there. Out of the lungs, out of the respiratory area. Come out of there now in Jesus' name. I come against serpent spirits in the spine. Come on, bent body, bent spine. Come out of there. Move. Let's go. Move. Out of there. Out of there now in the name of Jesus. We have authority over you, and we command you to go. Come on, loose the people and let them go. Come on, out of it now. Cancer. Fear of cancer. It's in your heart. Breast cancer. Breast tumor. It's in your heart. You fear you're going to die prematurely. Come on. Go. 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 Holy angels, bring them out of there in Jesus' name. Chronic disease. Come on, out of there now. Out of there now in Jesus' name. Heart attack. Heart attack. Heart attack spirit setting up in your body. Heart attack. Stroke. Come on. Heart attack. Stroke. Out of there. Out of there. Let them go, people. That's right. God is moving mightily right now in this place. Father, let your glory fall. Let your glory manifest in the heaven. Let the glory of the Lord, let it be you and not a man, Father. Let it be you, God. Deliver the saints in this house. All right. Come on out of there now in Jesus' name. Our paralysis. Come on. Fear of paralysis. Schizophrenia. Double-mindedness. All the schizophrenia spirits line up. Line up. Rank and file. Let's go. Your double-mindedness. Come on. It's in your heart. Double-mindedness also. It's in your mind. Come on, double-mindedness. Move. 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 Move in the name of Jesus. Come on. Let them go. Move and let them go. Move. 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 Move in Jesus' name. I command spirits where you belittle other people in your heart. You belittle other people. Come out now in Jesus' name. Destructive behavior, frustration, nervous tension, biting nails, nervous tension, biting nails, nervous tension. Come out. Come out, nervous tension, biting the nails. There we are. Come on, go where Jesus Christ will send you. All right. I come against right now in Jesus' name. Destructive behavior. Destructive behavior. Destructive behavior. Okay. Okay, all the heart spirits again. Let's go back there again. I've been hurt. Every time I get in a relationship, I get hurt. Every time I'm involved, there's no discerning of spirits, I get hurt. I am afraid to get in a godly relationship because I fear being hurt. Come on out of there. All those hurt spirits. Come on. Move. That's right. Move. Move. We have. Listen. You are enemies in the spirit realm, and we desire you to go. Come on, go, go, go in Jesus' name. Come on, aggression, aggression, domineering, controlling. Come on out of there now in Jesus' name. Come on, aggression. You will not submit in the marriage. You will not submit in the relationship. He don't tell me what to do. He don't tell me what to do. Come out of there. Come on out of there right now in Jesus' name. Come on, I cut the cords of Jezebel. Come on, Jezebelic witchcraft. Jezebelic witchcraft, which is nothing but manipulation and domination and control. Even the male Jezebel. Come out of there now. Come on, move. 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 Move in Jesus Christ's name. All right.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah. Now let's thank the Lord. Amen. Amen. Some of you are still moving.
Amen.
Come on out of there. Let me have some fun. Come out of there. Loose her. Loose her. Let her go. Let her go. Let her go. Let her go. Loose her. Come on. Move. 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 Rank and file. Rank and file. Move. 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 Move with the finger of God. Jesus Christ is our help. Come out of there. Move. Move. There you go. Move. Move with the finger of God.
Amen.
These signs shall follow them that believe. In Jesus' name shall we do what? Mark 1:39, he preached in the synagogue and he did what? Cast out devils. All right. Now let's pray. Father, we give you the glory. We give you the praise. It was not about our flesh. Father, we thank you that Jesus Christ was exalted right now. And we give you all the praise and we give you all the glory in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, we just bind any demonic backlash on their families, on their children, on their finances, even upon Lake Hamilton, Father, and the staff. We bind any backlash, even on the vehicles, God, and even with the babies in the name of Jesus Christ. And we apply the blood as a covering. In the name of Jesus, as a covering even upon our lives, in Jesus' name. Now, Father, we just pray that you will give them a new heart. Let's start with me, Father. God, give me a new heart. Take this stony heart of flesh, and oh my God, take this stony heart of flesh, God, and give me a new heart. And I even pray for the saints out here that God, that the Spirit of God will begin to move upon each share and start begin to stir up hearts and start releasing new hearts in the name of Jesus and releasing new mantles upon the body in the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
Come on, if you were blessed by that, then give the Lord a praise. Give the
Lord a praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. God has spoken, so let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. God has spoken, so let the church say amen. For he is Lord, he is Lord, Lord, he has risen from the dead, and he is Lord. Every
anyone that struggling with something and just want prayer, that I can pray with you. You want to come up, me and my husband can pray with you. You need prayer or want us to touch and agree with you in something, or feel free to come up if you want prayer.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBC.com/online.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.